dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in to
dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this song is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and tearing Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wish with hot models. We got them. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. The come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. It's another beautiful week here in the show. Glad to have you all and shoot being alive. There you go. We got a jam-packed show today, man. But, you know, that's what I do. We jam-pack so much to our hour every week. And that's what makes it all the magical greatness that you to hear every week on here. So, just to kind of let you guys in, who will be on the show tonight, we have some special guests that will be tuning in, or checking in, excuse me. That is Kilo. Yeah, I know a lot of you know him from the 504. If you don't know him, you might know his music, and by that, that means that you know him. Because if you know his craft, you know who he is. So, Kilo will be checking into the show, and one of his compadres, Foolish, will be checking in as well. And I got a crazy story about that. And you kind of hear me bring it back up again probably in the interview. But this is crazy. And this is just, I mean, God works in crazy ways. So, of course, end up having them booked to be on the show, right? And the trippy thing was, I was out and about. Going to go hang out with my college roommates, and the event I'm going to ends up being Kilo and Foolish are there performing. I'm tripping out. I'm like, that's crazy because that was not planned at all, and it's crazy how you connect dots like that. Like you never know what's going to happen. And it's pretty crazy because, you know, got a chance to meet them, you know, after they performed or whatnot, and getting gearing up to have them on the show is pretty cool. So, you know, built that connection for them to come in the show and, like really just mob. So I can't wait, man. So that's just the thing, you know, like with life, period, you always got to be prepared. I mean, you never know who you might run into, and where you might run into them. So, yeah, again, that was just so dope to me. I'm like, how the heck? I'm running into you. I'm not, this isn't even playing. So, thank God, man. Thank God for, you know, always just connecting dots and making things happen. I do want to kind of get some announcements out the way, you know, which is what we do a lot at the beginning of the show. Get a lot of inert announcements out the way, like the church announcements, but not quite church announcements, but stuff getting ready to come up. Next month, man, gonna be pretty crazy. Next month we actually have a psychiatrist that be checking in. Well, it's not a psychiatrist, but a physician will be checking in. And I can't wait for that because I always love having people in the medical field coming onto the show too. Because, you know, we mix it up in here. It's not, yes, entertainment. We mainly interview entertainment people, but we interview people from all walks of life. And it's always pretty great to have physicians check in and just let them kind of have fun being different elements. It's dope. So, and people love they get to learn when they come here. It's like, wow, man, I'm going to learn. Like, I wouldn't even think that this would be the place I would learn it at. So, I like having that social responsibility of, you know, you leaving. And sometimes you're leaving the show learning something that's going to help you down the line and just make your just make your life a lot more smooth or whatnot. So thank God for the opportunities he continuously throws at me all the time. Some other news I want to get out the way as well. We're getting ready to, we only got a few months left in the year, of course. So as far as Human Cannabis Magazine, on the October issue, will be out next month. And if you're trying to submit for it, you still got to the 30th. That's this Friday. So if you got some stuff for the breast cancer awareness issue, definitely submit humancannabismag@gmail.com. Before you do that, please make sure you read the requirements of for submissions over at dustbot.com/humancannabismagazine. And, man, I mean, this has been a crazy week, man. Like, I just, it's been vibing. And today's an interesting day, too. As I look at the calendar today and I go to my Facebook, I'm connecting the dots that it's the 28th, and I see my Aunt Sandy posting pictures of my late grandmother. And the reason why, today would have been her birthday. And, man, this is crazy because the time span that happens is crazy. Like, she died. She ended up dying a few days, like 5 days after her birthday. And that was this would be 4 years I'm getting ready to come up. So it's rough, man. Like, the reason why you guys get this unapologetic way of mine is because of people like her. She supported me always being different. And my parents did too. My family is very supportive. But, you know, it was just great. She was, you know, having a generation above, you know, above my mom, being able to, you know, embracing me and always encouraging me no matter what to be myself. And I can always remember the last memory I got to have of her was her, although she was in the hospital. She was in the hospital. She was in the hospital bed, and when I walked through, she heard my voice and saw me, and she smiled. Like, she was grinning from ear to ear. And I thank God so much for, you know, embedding that into my brain and allowed me to have that moment of, you know, having that happy moment before I never had to see her again. So I thank God so much for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm Rachel. I just hope you know you're up there every day. I feel you in my spirit. Like, that's why I don't get as sad. I mean, sometimes I cry, man. Sometimes I still cry, but I don't get as sad. I don't get as sad as time goes on because, for me, she's still living inside of me. And everything I do, I feel her walking with me in that path, making sure that I'm safe, making sure, again, I am that unapologetic self. I'm unapologetic about what I do and how I do it. And no matter what, never letting anyone demean me for being unique or whatever. So, my Rachel, I thank you so much for that. So much, like, thank you so much. Other news I want to get into before we go into our music break, for prepping to have our guests for today. I wanted to also just reach out to the families that have been affected. And I had to go look, and I'll get more information on this. I'll talk about it later in the show, but there was a shooting at an elementary school today, and I didn't get to really look at it, but I am going to look at it during this break and whatnot, and for later in the show we'll bring it up, because it's just crazy, man. There's some dangerous people in this world, and it pisses you off. It's like, what the hell can you do about it sometimes? Like, you can't change what's in a person's heart. And if a person wants to do something off the wall, that's just going to cost everybody, you know, they're selfishly taking your life away from you. It's ridiculous. But, shoot, that being said, man, we're going to go to a music break. We come back, I'm getting ready to have my boy Kilo in the building. So we're going to play one of his hits right now. This is Who That Called the Police. Right here on Life of the Dust Live with your boy Ceti J.
Call the police.
Yeah,
let me know, say, who they call the police? Well, who called the police? I'm a nigga clean. Who called the police? I'm a nigga fresh. Who called the police? I'm a boy round. Who called the police? I'm a shorty wild. Who called the police? I'm a young fella. Who called the police? I'm AL. Who called the police? I'm a cold boy. Who called the police? I'm Kilo. Who called the police? I'm A-Bad. Who called the police? I'm downtown. Who called the police? I'm uptown. Who called the police? Who called the police?
All right, welcome back, welcome back. I'm going to get to another track. We'll get to another one of Kilo's tracks right now, and this is Get In Line, and bam, we'll be back into this.
Check it out, 1998, this your nigga Money Fresh, let's get it straight. I got a newcomer of the year, my nigga Kilo, welcome to Kilo's world. You know how we run this shit. How you love that, ho? How you love that, what? How you love that, ho? How you love that, what? Yo, Kilo, what you be telling them hoes when they get out of line?
If a hoe try to sweat you cause she think you got money, tell her,
get in line, ho, get in line, ho.
She's planting on your beeper all day and all night, tell her,
get in line, ho, get in line, ho.
If the bitch say she pregnant and you know you use the rubber, tell her,
get in line, ho, get in line, ho.
If the song throwing hoes all in the nigga business, tell her,
get in line, ho, get in line, ho.
If a nigga wanna holler and you with your old man, tell him,
get in line, ho, get in line, ho.
He wanna with that ass and he stingy with that dance, tell him,
get in line, ho, get in line, ho.
If a nigga say he fucked you and he never had a pussy, tell him,
get in line, ho, get in line, ho.
X acting funny cause he's stunting with his bitch, tell him,
get in line, ho, get in line, ho. 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 Get in line, ho, get in line, ho.
We don't like play haters.
No,
we can't stand play haters.
No, no, no.
Your baby mama looking cheesy.
For real.
Your baby mama looking cheesy. Your baby mama looking cheesy.
For real.
Your baby mama looking cheesy. Your baby daddy doing bad, bitch. He doing bad. Your baby daddy doing bad, bitch. From doing bad. Your baby daddy doing bad, bitch. He doing bad. Your baby daddy doing bad, bitch. He doing bad.
Look at that.
She acting bad, huh? And you need a kilo, tell him,
get in line, ho, get in line, ho.
Cold ass niggas jumping sporty on them hoes, tell him,
get in line, ho, get in line, ho.
Get in line, ho,
get in line, ho.
Get in line, ho,
get in line, ho.
Get in line, ho,
get in line, ho.
Get in line, ho,
get in line, ho.
Desire, I got you hollering 6-1, I got you hollering at 7-1. Niggas die hard.
Bad girl, she acting bad.
acting bad, girl. She acting bad. Look at her. She acting bad, girl. She acting bad. I said, get in line, ho. Get in line. You tell her, get in line, ho. Get in line. You tell her, get in line, ho. Get in line. You tell her, get in line, ho. Get in line, ho. Say, money. What you gonna tell a motherfucking hoes when they be riding around the club stepping on you?
How you love that, ho? How you love that, what? How you love that, ho? How you love that, what? How you love that, ho? How you love that, what? How you love that, ho? How you love that, what? How you love that, ho? I'm from that modern nine. How you love that, ho? And I don't mind dying. How you love that, ho? I'm from that silver wall. How you love that, ho? That's same for y'all. How you love that, ho? I'm in the lobby. How you love that, ho? 7 days a week. How you love that, ho? I'm from that automobile. How you love that, ho? And we're afraid to keep. How you love that, ho? How you love that, what?
All right, well, I know how the show must go on, and this I got guests for today would not be in the building. If I can't find you, I ain't gonna be chasing you around all day. But yes, so that being said, man, shoot, we gonna do what we like to call, what they call in football, an audible, and let's sit back and talk about some shit. And I got the chance, I can sit back and talk with y'all. Let's talk. Elementary school. And yeah, that's the thing about using Google, using it correctly. All right, so, wow, and this is of all places, this happens in freaking South Carolina. I'm just so over it, man. I'm so over it, like, That state is starting to get like this bad, this bad juju around it, man. It's crazy. People always going over there shooting folks. Like, what the heck is going on in South Carolina? Y'all got some crazy ass people there. Crazy shooting at churches, shooting at schools. They just don't give a fuck, man. Like, this is ridiculous. That being said, and the source I'm getting my news from for the story is coming from CNN.com. Lesson to all you journalists out there and aspiring journalists, make sure you credit your damn sources. Don't be out here at the Renegade and like you reporting news that you found, that you actually dug up. No, give credit to your damn sources. Didn't they teach y'all that back in school? But I'm over that. Okay, so the story comes from CNN.com, and a South Carolina school shooting includes two children and one teacher wounded. Suspect's father dead. Let's dig into this a little bit more. Okay, so apparently two children and a teacher were shot at an elementary school playground in Townville, South Carolina, and an official with Anderson County Emergency Services told reporters. The suspected shooter, a teenager, is in custody, according to Deputy Chief of Taylor Jones. The father of the suspected shooter was found dead of a gunshot wound, according to Anderson County Coroner Greg Shore. Shore identified the man as Jeffrey Osborne, 47 years old, and the house is about 2 miles from the school. On Wednesday afternoon, that's today, the three victims at the school were struck by bullets from a handgun, according to Captain Garland, Major of the Anderson County Sheriff's Office. One male student was hit in the leg, and another boy was struck in the foot. The female teacher was wounded in the shoulder, according to the captain. It is unclear whether the alleged shooter knew any of the school victims, and the motive is still unclear, but terrorism has been ruled out. The suspected gunman never entered the school, according to Anderson County Deputy Chief Keith Smith. The incident occurred at the school's playground. An unarmed volunteer firefighter took the suspect down and held him until the deputy showed up. The teacher and one student taken to an AnMed Health Center were released Wednesday evening, according to hospital spokesman Ross Norton. The other child was taken to a Greenville Health System Emergency Trauma Center by helicopter, according to spokesman Sandy Dees. Dees told CNN tonight that the student was in critical condition. The mother of a student at Townville Elementary School told a CNN Greenville affiliate, WYFF, that her daughter and classmates huddled in the bathroom. Quote, her teacher was shaken up. I know all the kids were scared. There was a bunch of kids crying. She didn't talk to the unidentified woman. Said she didn't talk for about 5 minutes when I got her. I'm just so scared. I don't even want to go to school now. The mother said she was praying for the families of the injured, and the shooting occurred around 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, according to officials. And for those of y'all that's in my time zone, that's about 12:45 p.m. Townville is in the extreme western part of the state, which is southwest of Greenville and near the Georgia line. According to Anderson County statistics, they have a population of about 194,692. The elementary school has about 280 students. About 30 school employees are listed on the school's website. School has been canceled for the rest of the week, and Joan Avery, the superintendent of Anderson County School District 4, told the media that the school personnel have participated in active shooting training, and she said the training kept the incident from being much worse. Governor Nikki Haley said she would make sure law enforcement would have the resources it needed as investigators do their work. A lot to take in. I know it's a lot. Brain is having to process so much right now. People, man. I mean, this is the kind of stuff like, it's interesting discussion. Very interesting discussion that took place. And this happened on the Breakfast Club. This is following the debate that happened on the presidential debate happened on Monday, where presidential candidate Donald Trump decided that he wants to reenact is the stop and frisk policy. And this got brought to attention on Breakfast Club on Power 105, and this has been going on for the past 2 days now. They talked about it yesterday, and it drug on to today. Stop and frisk, basically, it gives police, without a warrant or anything, the right to, if they suspect that you might have a gun on you, they stop and frisk you and check for that damn gun. And basically, the program, the original form of the program was to help take illegal guns off the streets and try to bring down the crime rate, especially murders and things of that sort. But one of the reasons why it became unconstitutional was because it became to the point where this is just a free, because It's already bad enough. I mean, you see how the police brutality goes on so often. Now they got a freaking right to pull you over without just cause and make your life a living hell. And then say, hey, this is part of the policy. Like, we don't need that shit. And I understand, the thing is, again, why we don't like with these policies, it really does target specifically Hispanic and Black communities on purpose. And it's about high crime. Well, we need to start paying attention to the system a little bit more, because you keep putting if certain people keep putting these bad resources into areas causing that kind of dysfunction, then of course you're going to cause more crime. And that's annoying. I mean, and sometimes it's disingenuous, because that's only the crimes that are reported. So it can make an area seem like it's more criminal activity than somewhere else. But here's where the stop and frisk thing does, where it's interesting, because you're only targeting, you know, Black and Hispanic communities. It's interesting because it just correlates back to the shooting. You're not targeting areas where you got these mofos that like to go into schools and churches and shoot. Not targeting them. These programs don't do it. And meanwhile, you got Johnny and little Johnny want to go up to school and think it's cool to shoot folks. Like, what the hell is wrong with people, man? Seriously, you have got to be fucking kidding me. Like, how could, like, people are so selfish to try to run around and take folks' lives. Like, what the hell is wrong with you, man? Like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. I'm sick of it. I'm so sick of it. And these people that run, and it's always interesting, these people that run, there's no people like, well, he's a kid, you should, well, interesting, I'm glad you bring that up. Because there are a lot of police brutality, brutality that has been circumvented across the freaking nation that include unarmed Black teens. Interesting how that works. It's always interesting that the people with the guns and killing and already have either wounded people or killed them, they make it alive to the police station, all that, they get to live their lives in that jail cell. An unarmed Black teen looks suspicious, you kill him. And you go, well, I thought my life was in danger. Why is it that it's always, like, and people can go say all they want to, but it's always and people go comply if you're just nice. That is a bunch of ultra bullshit. Because me being 6'3", and I ain't no skinny dude. Me being 6'3", not being no skinny dude, it's always causing this dysfunction where I'm a threat. I'm one of the coolest people in the world. I stay out of altercations. I stay away from shit like that. I don't do that. I try my best not to get involved in any type of fighting. If I had to defend myself, that's a different discussion. But I do my best to stay away from any type of fighting, because I ain't got time for it. I just really don't have time for it, people. And I'm too grown for that. Anyways, like, all this fight, run around fight, like, you know, this always looking like you look dangerous. Like, why is it always that we look dangerous? And our crime is looking dangerous. So, and I cannot raise my voice, do all that, try to comply. And if you want to get yourself elevated, you're going to get elevated. And you're going to take it to the next level because you can. And you can say, hey, I got a badge. I can say, well, he was doing this. You can change anything. Change anything around. That's always the thing I'm afraid of most, is the story won't be told. even when you got video cameras. But going back to this, these motherfuckers are running around here killing people, and they don't look threatening. You don't fucking kill their ass. I'm not running around advocating let's kill people. That's not my thing. I hate people dying. I hate that shit. But what I do not like is you tell me that this motherfucker that's killing people is not a danger, and a person who's unarmed and you think they got a gun, they're more dangerous. Think on that for a second. Like, that's a bunch of bullshit. And there's three people who are wounded, who had no business, who shouldn't even be wounded in the first place. So this goes out to you, DJ Envy. If you hear this, anybody that wants to get this out to him, let him know. Listen to me clearly. If you're going to end you, Mr. Trump, if you want to enact, you're trying to push stop and frisk, make sure you do it everywhere. Because we've seen plenty of times in history where the people who seem to be domestic terrorists, and we're going to call this shit what it is, y'all always saying let's call ISIS what it is, Islamic terrorists, y'all want to throw that around? Okay, I'll play your game, but make sure you are clear in what you say, domestic terrorism. Make sure you're clear on that. A lot of domestic terrorism come from the very same people that people deem not as dangerous. And I find that very interesting. I'm not trying to be divisive. And again, I'm not trying to say, let's start killing white folks. No, it's not. Let's have the police start killing white folks. No, I want people to not be dying, period. And I just want people to be fair across the board. The point of it is you're trying to make sure that people are danger to folks out here, right? Take care to get the dangerous people off the streets. Worry about them. Those are the people you need to be worried about. And we need to start me, and that needs to be across the board, no matter what color that person is. So, man, sound like I'm, it's really, really, man, that shit just makes me so fucking mad. I'm getting real sick of this shit to where it's okay to kill people. Like, y'all cool with that shit. But when a person that is out here killing folks, the police arrest the person and do their best to take them in. I just find that interesting how that fucking works. I'm kind of over it. All right, so I'm going to go to another music break. So early in the show, you get to hear some classics, Who They Call the Police by Kilo and Get in Line by Kilo. We're going to go to another track and be back after this. I'm going to throw an audible out there. I'm going to play, because we kind of got that vibe going. I'm going to go ahead and play my boy K-Stylus. And this track I'm going to play is one of the goofiest twerk songs ever. Kangaroo Booty. We'll be back after this.
Yo, Pretty Boy Beats. Hey, give me a beat real quick.
See, everybody always asking me, how the fuck do you come up with these crazy ass songs? Pretty much, man. I'll be fucked up. I'm about to light up real quick. There we go.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kangaroo booty. 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 Watch her bounce.
Bounce, kick a booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a booty. juicy, but then that ass is juicy. Sloppy head Lugie, she want that nigga Lugie.
Hold up, who the fuck is Lugie?
Man, fuck him, he a pussy.
Yeah, gang bang bang alley, you be got a best friend on the way.
Man, I think that bitch is gay.
Nah, for real, man, no way.
But we gon' fuck her straight.
Shit, this bitch bit my dick.
And I'ma slap this motherfucker in her fucking lip. Oh, drop down, get low. Goddamn, that girl a bro.
She a hoe, we all know. Gave all the niggas in the hood a go.
Goddamn, like that? Yeah, nigga, that bitch a hoe.
But anyways, get low. All you bitches and all you hoes.
You heard my nigga. You heard what the fuck you said.
Lame niggas in the back. Get the fuck out, hit the exit. I'ma grab my tool and put a beam on his ass. Bang, bang, that nigga dead. Man, that nigga dead. He dead. He dead. Why'd he have to die, man?
Fuck that
fuck
nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Watch her bounce. Make it bounce. 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 Kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce. Make it bounce, kick a woo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a woo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a woo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a woo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a woo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a woo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a woo booty.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Life That Does Live. That was K Stylus. Watch your bounce. Watch your bounce. Kick a roo booty. All right, so, man, we're going we had to play, you know, I know some of you were like, man, you were talking about some sad stuff, then you went back into twerking music. Yes, because I don't want this show to be fucking sad all damn day. This is not how I want to, I just don't like doing that. Mix up the vibe, get the sad stuff out the way, and shoot, man, let's celebrate because we don't want to be depressed all day. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and bring to the show actually one of the people I got to meet and watch perform this past Saturday. I want to welcome to the show from the 504, my boy Foolish. What's up?
What's wrong with it?
Not much, man. Welcome to Life of the Dust Live, man. We're glad to have you.
We got 504 Kilo on the line, too, you hear me?
Oh, what's up, bro?
What's down?
Nothing much, man.
What's good with you?
Ready to make it happen,
man. What's good with you? What's good with you? What's good with you?
Not much. I enjoyed the show y'all put on Saturday. That was pretty nice.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, y'all be having the ladies go crazy. I'm like, okay. I'm feeling that.
That's what you're supposed to do, though. That's what you're supposed to do. See, a lot of people want that style of music back. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, people not really. Yeah, because it drives me nuts. Like, I hate going to clubs. And everybody's, I mean, grown people stand around like it's a damn cool dance. Like, come on, man, let's turn up. See, tomorrow might, you never know, today might be the last day. Enjoy the moment.
Nah, you're supposed to enjoy the moment.
So, yeah, especially if you hear that, when you hear that trigger, man, if your ass still sitting down, in my opinion, you got to be the lamest person in the world.
Well, a lot of people
like, don't. There's no way. Like, you still sitting there, it's something wrong.
A lot of people don't, believe it or not, a lot of people don't adapt to that, though. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, they're starting to come around, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, a lot of people, they got to see other people do it, you know? It's like a lot of New Orleans people, when they do they hear our music, and they cut up, then they make other people cut up.
Yeah, I can agree with that because with some of my friends I met, they moved here. They moved here to DFW, you know, right after the storm. And I remember, you know, I heard some like the old school tracks, like some of the more mainstream ones that some people know, like stuff from Master P, and you know, hear somebody back that thing up and some of DJ Jubilee, but they didn't really, but you didn't have people really dig deep into it. And I remember being at a party and people was like looking at them crazy because they wanted to play some bounce songs that you don't normally hear around here. And now people want to keep hearing it now. It's interesting.
Well, Katrina had a lot to do with that. You know what I'm saying? I tell anybody with a lot of tragedy and stuff that happened, you know, some good do come out of it. So the good part about that was Katrina opened up a gateway for people to really get to understand and know the culture of New Orleans. You know, you heard about it. You might go to Bourbon Street, get your little daiquiri, get your po' boy, but they never venture off into the inner city where the bounce music really come from. Or you get a jazz, second line music down there, and they think that's New Orleans, but really that's not. You know, but, you know, you can't venture too far off because you go in a place where you don't know where you at. You know, you run into some trouble. So what that happened, even though it was a bad situation, it gave people a firsthand look on how we really party, how we really get down. So when we got dispersed all over the United States, people bought that with them. They bought that bounce music with them. They was in clubs giving DJ CDs. And when they saw what they was doing with that bounce music, people was like, oh, man, you shaking like that? I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Them girls, oh, man. So a lot of DJs started spinning it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a beautiful thing. You know, I think, you know, a lot of people need to do more dancing and the less booting up or trying to act hard in the club and every man just enjoy yourself, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel, I mean, because sometimes it's kind of weird, because if you stand around, you know, if you just stand around too long, you letting your tempers flare too much. You looking at some dude that you got problems with. You know, if you got problems, handle that outside the club and talk, y'all duke it out then. But
while you're
there at that moment, enjoy yourself.
But you got to realize that we got to stop living in the moment of, how can I put it? We got to leave the testosterone at home, you know. And the women, you know, women got to realize the type of the fellas they dealing with. If you a woman and you in the club and you done spun $200-$300 on your hair, $175, $200 on the outfit, your shoes, your purse, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't even be conversing with somebody that's mad at the club, or he's sitting up there trying to prove a point. Your conversation is supposed to be about you meeting him, him meeting you. You know, y'all get on the damn floor and have a good time. Y'all enjoy yourself. I mean, I tell my sister all the time, you know, why are you even entertaining him? She was like, what you mean? I'm like, he's foolish. You know, he just doing something he ain't got no business. Not the rabbit fool, but you know what I said. It ain't entertainment. I'm like, you a beautiful girl. Why you even talking to him in the club? He ain't buying you a drink or having an intellectual conversation with you. What is you even entertaining for? He's sitting up there talking about another player called, hey, man, he boot. You don't even want to be around that. You shouldn't even want to be around that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all supposed to be dancing. I think, you know, a lot of people need to just change their frame of mind. Like, some people go to the club just to get in fights. Man, you crazy. I'm not about to get dressed. Pay $20 to go to the club to roll around on the ground like a grown-ass toddler. You understand what I'm saying? The pool, no. Man, you crazy, man. You crazy.
Oh, I mean, I don't see worse. Them I see people, they pay VIP dollars and get... You spend all that money to get in VIP, and you going in the cut of fight? Heck no. I ain't spent, you brought a bottle, everything, and you still want to go fight. I don't know about other people, but I don't care how much money you ever make. I'm just not about wasting money, and that's a waste of money, spending all that money,
man,
just to go fight.
And I agree with you, but me and my squad, you know, Hawk Life Entertainment, Cleveland Pink, you know what I'm saying? My boys, they're groomed to perfection. You know what I'm saying? Don't get us wrong. We ain't to be played with, but we give respect. When we walk in our demeanor, you know what I'm saying? We going to the boss, especially my little brother, Foolish. Foolish like to drink that. He got to be sitting on something, you heard me? We get us a bottle. You know, we got good conversation around us, good hospitality. We like that, you know what I'm saying? We cater to our fans. You know, we done been to clubs and we done bought bottles for the people that were just been around us. We just like to have a good time. We like to live life. We ain't about that. Don't get me wrong. We live like that to let other people know, leave us alone. Because you're going to live that life with us. We don't look for it. Leave us alone. You saw how we were, man. We very humble. We humble people. You know what I'm saying? We just won't get out of the drink on. We won't, you know, have a little good time. And we won't go home to our family. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about. You know, we ain't looking for no trouble. We stay in our own lane. And that's what I teach my dogs. That's what I teach my little cousins. That's what I teach my brothers. Y'all got to handle y'all business a whole nother way. And that's what we do. We come, we do what we got to do, we leave. We always joking and playing and having fun. If you ain't
learn
brought up positive, yeah, if you ain't in a positive situation, we don't want to deal with it, man. Take that foolishness up the street. Man, we about getting money, dude. We focus 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on getting money. Man, if foolish always called me, we on penitentiary time. Man, we ain't got time for that foolishness, man. For real.
They think it's a game, big brother. You better tell them what time I be up, big brother.
five. We be up about 5:30, 4 o'clock every morning, bro.
Y'all be
every
up before
morning.
The rooster, basically.
Exactly. No, and it's not no big brother. There's not no game. Like I said, bro, he called me because he already know I'm up. Man, I'm a single father. Man, that dude already know. He said, man, what's happening? I said, bro, it's for. He said, nah, I already know you was up because you got to drive them kids off. You're probably working on something. Yeah, we be getting it in. Ain't no joke, man. If you don't grind, you don't shine. If you don't hustle, you don't eat. Period.
Right. I mean, and again, like, I was observing y'all, like, how y'all interact with y'all fans. Like, a lot of people, you know, they get on the radio, it's like, bam, it's. And they're not really people, you know, people persons or whatever, or people, whatever word. they get in there and
but you know
all
what?
Of a sudden, it's people. Craziness.
That's conceited people. That's people that think you have something to give them, like you owe them something. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, I learned through experience. You know what I'm saying? And what people, a lot of people don't understand is this. You have to look at your fans like you got to treat your fans like you treat a good job. That's your job. If you're making $27 an hour, you're not trying to mess over that job, man. When you go to that job, you're going to be, good morning. How y'all doing? Hey, Sal, I get you a cup of coffee. I got some donuts over here. You're going to be polite. How you doing, Mr. Johnson? How you doing? You need anything? That's how you got to treat your fans. Because guess what? That's the ones that pay your bills. Because when them people come in there and they come and they spend their money, they're spending their money to see you. So why you can't treat them or holler at them or shake their hand or take a picture with them? You know, they got some artists think they're God's gift to the world, man. I don't do that. Because I tell my fans in a minute, there's no me without you. There's no me without you. If y'all don't dance or listen to this music, who am I?
Nobody.
Who am I? You nobody. Nobody at all.
Like Keith Sweat say, nobody. But, okay, so I got a question for both of y'all. Thinking back to early childhood, like, what was your first experience in music?
Ooh, we'll go first, fool.
Mine was the New Edition. Popcorn love.
hating. Guess you see popcorn love. After the show. After the show. Yeah, that was my shit back in the game. The New Edition. Yeah, that was my thing. I grew up on New Edition and, like, you know, well, let's see. Yeah, New Edition was like my first film for me. And LL.
LL Cool J.
Solid choices.
Yeah, that I need love. I used to, that's my little line to a female, you know what I mean? I run that whole thing of gospel after that. Oh, something.
Oh, man.
I had the cassette, the blue cassette. If anybody was on that LL that I need love, they know it was a blue cassette tape.
Yeah. Well, my thing is childhood. The project. See, people don't understand, we come from the bricks. And we mean bricks, we were actually on bricks on top of bricks. So I listened to a lot of old school blues music, the Commodores, Earth, Wind & Fire, and the list go on and on. And then the man that helped raise me, which I call him Dad, you know, my real dad's still living, he was actually a blues player. You know, with the spoon. He's from Mississippi. So, you know, I take that spoon, they be clicking it. You know what I'm saying? He used to blow a harmonica. So that was my stuff right there. I like stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I like rhythm and blues. You know, so that was my kickoff for me.
It's interesting y'all choices that y'all pick. So Would you both say that those artists are kind of what influenced you to not only be artists but also be great performers? Because y'all actually, the people y'all name are people who, they don't just do music, they give you a freaking show.
Right.
You know, me and the Fool is my little brother. We put a lot in our shows, like, people don't understand. We didn't have, you know, it don't matter if it's 10,000, especially with my little brother. You know, I've been in the game longer than him. You know, Fool is really like, you know, he made me get back on my grind, you know, because I kind of like, I ain't going to lie, fell off from it, but I see him go at it like a boxer. You know, he gives a show. And I can see, you know, a lot of people that's around, because when I'm performing and, you know, when I'm with him, because sometimes I'm hyping him up, I noticed the crowd, and his energy is so electrifying that it rubs off on people. You're going to hear what he's saying. He's going to get your attention. If he got to jump off stage to get in your face, you're going to feel what he's saying. And yeah, people, a lot of people don't do that no more, bro. A lot of people don't put energy, they don't put passion. I'm kind of a comedian-type person, so I kind of like to make people laugh and get in their psyche and do a little stuff like that or whatsoever to make people laugh. So I use the best of both worlds. But, you know, Fool is, you know, he get out there, man, and he make people feel him. And his music is real-life street music. Like, a lot of people, I didn't let his track, they loving it because he's talking what they want to hear. And we got some, he got a couple of more bangers, and some more bangers coming. It's going to get greater.
What? Yeah, salute. Shout out to that chick that fell off the table on Saturday.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna lie, inside the rib, y'all only knew.
She was doing that. You ain't gonna lie, she had them red bottoms, man. She had it in the air.
Had an angle up.
She had it in the air. She might have fell, but she caught herself though. I ain't gonna lie. She really
did. She
caught herself.
But what Kevin Hart say? She buckled.
Yeah, she buckled, but she ain't hit that floor. She buckled.
That's when that liquor hit her knees.
It did. She did it. She snapped up. She was back to twerking. She went bam, 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 bam. I was like, okay. All right, that's some circus performances right there. Like, what the hell? How the hell did you pull that off? I got people falling off tables, man. That's craziness.
That was funny.
I had to give people an insight, some insider ones. They had, that's one of those. See, y'all gotta be there to understand it. Y'all need to make sure you go to the next show, so because you never know what might happen. You might get one of those moments.
Yeah,
I should have. Did I get that on camera? Because I was taking pictures, but she caught herself so quick. I didn't get a chance to snap her. Boy, if I would have.
That's a YouTube moment.
Exactly. All right, so Keel, I got a question for you. As far as who that called the police, what inspired you to put that track out?
Who that called the police? Oh man. Everything I write is really life stories. From out there in the street, who that called the police, get in line, hope. Even swing them keys. If people really listen to the track, my children on there. Well, who that called the police was actually, just true story, in the project, they had a couple arguing. Not everybody, but most people know these two people, they always fussing, they always fighting. And like any relationship, you know, you don't get in that because 9 times out of 10, they're going to be back together anyway, right? You know, she loves him. That's their thing. Well, they got in a big old fight. Now, everybody in the complex, they had a new couple just moved in the projects. I think I was like 13 at the time. Moved in there. They don't know this couple get down like that. So they're in there fighting, tumbling. Later come outside. Oh, my God. They fight. He beating on them. And everybody was like, y'all need to do something. We looking at her like we not about to do nothing. Because they're going to be back together tomorrow. They always do that. So later when inside, she called the police. Police come, arrest him. The girlfriend started fussing at the police, like, what y'all take, whatever. Nah, I ain't called them this, that, and other. And homeboy was drunk. He was on that diesel. He come outside. Who that called the police? Who that called the police? One of them hoes called the police. Which one of you hoes called the police on me? Man, y'all don't became my business. That shit was funny. That shit was so funny the way you had to be there to see it. That shit was so funny. And she was running by bed. I love you. I'm going to get some money. I'm going to come bail you out. And the lady who actually called was scared. She ain't say nothing. And she looking stupid. And we like, we told you. She going to get him. So, you know, it was mostly on that note. And then when you grow up and you realize, you know, they got a bunch of messy females, and then, you know, brother was on the block, D-boy stuff and shit like that, you know, and people call the police on you. So those two stories kind of made up the song. But actually, everybody liked it because, like I say, it pertains to a lot of people that live that street life, you know. People always calling the police on something that ain't got nothing to do with them. Ain't your business, but people pick up the phone and do it. Back then, in them days, it was real bad.
So that kind of goes into your style, like you were talking about. You like to put a comedic style onto it. So you basically took a situation that you thought was funny as hell and made it into a song.
Exactly.
I know that just blew a lot of people's minds right now. You're like, damn it, I need to start writing this stuff down.
but it's everyday things that people think about, but people don't say it. Cross your mind more than once, but people just don't say it. And what people don't understand is music is subliminal. It's hypnotic. If you get the right track and you say the right thing, the brain gonna recognize it. You might not know what he's saying, but you didn't heard it before. You understand what I'm saying? So your brain gonna react to it because it's dormant in your brain, and you don't know why you like it. You just like, you like, damn, I like that. Then it'll come. You ever had something that come later on? You'd be like, I know why I like that song. You know what I'm saying? So it got a lot to do with your mental state or capabilities too.
Exactly. Okay. Another question I got for you. Why have we heard any new music from me?
Reason for that is the music industry. Oh, foolish. And them always ask me. I got actually albums that's done. I was in the music business,
You know, I ran with Roy Jones, Cash Money, Master P, all kind of people. It's just the business part of it. It'll drain you. You know, you'll get out there, you'll make good music, and you want this so bad, but then the politics are so messed up, man. The you got people taking from you, people trying to sign you to deals. And what a lot of artists don't know is, I see a lot of artists that didn't have record deals have nothing because the manager of the record label didn't took everything. You know what I'm saying? And like I told my squad, I didn't seen $1 million 3 times, dude. I didn't touch $1 million 3 times. You know, but the business part of it wasn't together to grasp it. You know what I'm saying? And right. You know, money changed people, bro. Believe it or not, money changed people. Now, I ain't going to say everybody, but some people, money changed them. And when you dealing with that type of money, if your paperwork ain't together, if your publishing ain't together, if you and that person don't have an understanding, you're going to have a problem. I done been sitting in front of Time Record Label. I ain't going to say their name. Well, they want to sign for $4 million, right? Each one of the artists, but they needed three artists. Well, me and another artist was the two because they wanted three albums from the whole deal. Well, I was telling them, we was out there in Dallas, and I was telling them about the story. I actually went to a lawyer's office because all the deals are made in lawyer's office with contracts and everything. For the first thing I ever seen in my life was called a check machine. You ever seen one of them? It's a certified company check machine that they can print out whatever amount of money that they want to give you. Right then and there. It's like a cashier check. It's a machine, though, you know. And these cats in there arguing about money, you know, arguing because the paperwork wasn't together. And the guy I was dealing with had invested some money, so he's trying to get his money because they about to give me some money. And what made me realize that I've been running with him for 5 years. He said something at the table. You know, why the other guys was arguing, that made me know I had to get from him. He said, man, I made you. You don't think I should get such and such? And my deal was the money he put up, he was going to get that back. Watch this. They was going to give him his money that he put up front. They was going to cut him a separate check. They were going to give him his $80,000 back right then and there. They were going to give him 20% of the record deal. They were going to give me a $250,000 signing bonus. He didn't understand the goal they were going towards. He wanted some more money right then and there. But the guy told him, you're getting 20% of a $50 million record deal. That's 20%. You may not, we're going to give you your money back right now, but we're going to give you 20% on the back end. We're going to give Kilo $250,000 right now because he's the artist. He needs something to live off. Let us do, they were going to do all the distribution, they were going to do everything or whatsoever. And they was looking at the projection of the record deal to be worth about $50 million. You know what I'm saying? That's with everything. We're going to give you a 20%. He got mad because he felt like he should get something now. And in the midst of the whole heated situation and the other two high cats and everything, whatever, and I'm looking at him like, dude, you about to get a check for $80,000. You're getting your money back. You might have not never got that back if we wouldn't have got this deal. We didn't get it, but you're getting your 80 back. Then this man giving you 20% of a $50 million idea. That's, you know what I'm saying? So it's greed. You know what I'm saying? And for you to say, you didn't make me. You just had some money that helped me get to where I'm going. But don't get me wrong. You deserve your props, but you didn't make me. And when it comes to money like that, bro, it'll change people, bro. It'll change people, man. Your friends, certain people you think won't even be, you thought was your friends, will change on you. That's why I preach to my squad, Foolish, Bill, Youngster, Clee 15, and the list go Lucky, and the list go on and on and on and on. Millie, we not like that, dog. Our motto is loyalty over money. We preach that to each other, loyalty over money, loyalty over money. Because you can have all the money in the world but have disloyal people around you that'll break you. But if you got loyalty, you'll never be broke, bro. For real. And that's the blueprint of how we set our lives up around each other. My little brother Foolish didn't almost had a $1 million record deal. He could tell you the same stuff about how he went down. And because he good, certain people in the label hating on him.
Exactly. Some people, because of like some people would say to that, they would say, well,
Lord, if you don't pay the bills. I mean, to an extent, I understand what they mean by that, but some people, they only think about right now instead of long term.
But here's the thing, and loyalty do pay the bills.
It's crazy.
Not to cut you off, loyalty do pay the bills. Here's the problem. It's just the people that you're dealing with that ain't loyal. See, everything you do, you got life words, concepts, and ideas are like a quarter. It's a heads and a tail. So when people make that statement, they don't never flip that quarter over. You hear the heads of it, you don't see the tails of it. People say loyalty don't pay no bills. It won't pay no bills if you got disloyal people around you. You understand? If you got disloyal people around you, it's not going to pay the bills. But if you got loyal people around you, you'll never have that problem. Like my squad, my blood brother could tell you, we are so click tight. You know what I'm saying? What got us click tight is because of the disloyal people we have been around. Anything falls short in our organization, food is no one thing. Come get it. Brother, what you need? I'm coming. No matter how much money it is, and if we all don't got it, we're going to figure our way to get it. Period. So we are never broke. You know what I'm saying? We're never broke. We all got money because we all one entity. You understand? I done been in situations where I'm riding down the street, man, I forgot my wife. I ain't got no gas money. Where you at, little brother? Yeah, big brother. Man, right here on 1964-45 too. Pull up the gas station. So guess what? I'm not broke. Fool, where you at? Man, I need such, man. I need 50. Where you at? Come get it. That's loyalty. And we don't let a dollar define us. Because we hustlers. We going to get that regardless.
Let's see. That's the motto I live by. Like, I think, because a lot of people don't realize if you do right by people, if they going the currency that's going to be able to pay for it is favor. Because you never know. That person might not be able to give you a bunch of money, but when you need someone at the most, they're going to be there for you. And they might have the right connection of a person to link you with, and that's worth more than any $5, $10, or whatever you're tripping over about them not giving you. So I agree. I mean, I live by that model you're talking about, and some people don't get that. I've watched people come and watched people go, and like you said, exactly. Some people, it's not about loyalty don't pay the bills. Some people weren't loyal to begin with. They just put on this fucking mask, and then they keep it moving.
Man, you right about that.
So, yeah, I know there's a lot of people like, man, they deep. Hey, that's what we be. That's what we talk about in the show, man. We talk about the music too, but we'll get into some deep conversation on here. Okay, so I got another question, one more question for you both. Two more actually. One being, as far as for the rest of this year, what can we look forward to coming out of both of your camps? Out of the camp period. In your individual careers,
we can take that one for a cool.
Ooh. Well, new albums, new music, bringing it back to original. Fool has got a lyric. He very lyricist. You know what I'm saying? He very lyrical on what he do. And just getting back in the game and giving people what they're missing. Giving people what they're missing. That's the whole situation.
Hello?
No.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, right now I got the mixtape about Humble Minutes on it. It's on bandcamp.com. You can go download that. It's real crazy. 19 bangers on that thing, you know.
You said it's on Bandcamp?
Yeah, bandcamp.com. And I'm following up with the next one, probably in November, with Humble Minutes Part 2. Maybe in November, it might be in October, depending on how I feel. If I feel like they sleeping on me, I'm going to drop it in October. But I'm gonna keep my foot on the neck with some steel toe boots on.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and download it to my stuff now. Excuse me. But okay, another question for y'all. If today was the last, y'all had 24 hours left to live from this point forward, how would you spend those last 24 hours?
Honestly? Tell you honestly?
Be frank with me, yeah, be frank with me.
I'm going to go hit me like 20 banks, bury the money under the ground, and leave a note for my people and let them know where it's at, yeah, and make sure they're straight. Because everybody financially stressed out. If you ain't financially stressed out, you ain't in this world, you know what I'm saying? So with the finances straight, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You can focus on your craft, your goals, whatever it is. Whatever you're trying to accomplish, you can do that. I got 24 hours to live. I'm going to make sure everybody rich who I love, you hear me? And I'm out of here.
And that's one of the best. I'm not even just saying this because you're on the show. That's one of the best answers I heard on here to that question.
Big, big.
Hey, you only got 24. You might as well go all out.
Yep, go all out. What you going to do, McKim? I'm going to die in 24 hours anyway.
Yeah, right. It's already buried. The notes already there.
Right.
Oh, I'm already done. Go ahead. You can. As long as I get all that done in time, whatever you do in the remaining hours, you go ahead and take care of the business.
Yep.
All right, Kilo, it leaves you. What would you do if you had 24 hours left to live?
Man, if I sit up there and I had 24 hours to live, right? I'm not going to answer that question.
He gonna be the driver. He gonna be the driver. Come on, fool, we gotta go get five more. Five more, we can do five more. We can do five more. Pain, let's go.
We won't be real, buddy. Yeah. Come on, bro. Serious. You got 24 hours to live, son. You ain't got nothing to lose. Man,
nothing.
Come on, man. I'm going to make sure the family
that's be,
good.
Yeah, because people give me these cute. I be hating that shit. Like, see, that's why I like keep it real. People be giving me these cute answers. Like, that's what I want to hear. Oh, well, I'll be at the house and I'll watch movies. Like, that's okay.
Man, you tripping.
Boo.
You ain't going to do 24
hours.
I got
my whole family over it. Man, look, man.
I ain't going to hurt nobody. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to get a motorbike and a couple of tranquilizer guns. I'm going head for and putting everybody to sleep. Going back
right.
To the dog. I'm going to bury it somewhere. They're going to catch me anyway. I'm going to bury it somewhere. I'm going to have a treasure map. When I'm leave that in the deposit box and let them know that when I close my eyes, go under the dresser, under the mattress, behind the wall, back behind the other TV, get the paper, go get the key, take two steps to the tree to the right, stand there, the rock on the left, go back there, man, got $2 million, man. I'm good. They're going to treasure, huh? They're going to treasure, huh?
Man, I just want people to keep it real with me on that. I'll be like, man, don't give me these. Like, no, man, just keep it real. Like, I mean, yeah, I agree. You are, family, yes, that's important. But you ain't going to do nothing crazy at all. Like, you got to be, like, nah, you kidding me. Like, 24 hours and you just want to sit around, watch movies and eat pizza and all that. I'm like, yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah. So that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, I like, man, I might have to add it to my list of 24 hours. I might have to add that. I didn't even think about that. 20 banks, so good God.
I'm
working overtime. That's about a bank at, if you plan it right, that's about a bank an hour. You got four
yep.
hours left to
in
spare.
And out. 4 hours to bury it.
Oh, you see, no, that's how you do it. Right. Every five, you go bury it. You go bury it.
We're about 10, 20 mil right quick. By the time they catch you, man, shit, you be damn near, the clock will be ticking. Like, man, where the money at? I don't know. But just wait, I got 10 minutes left. You're going to know where it's at. God damn it.
Let them, that's what you do. You let them catch you during the last 5 minutes.
Yeah,
you already got stuff buried, all that extra stuff. And you're like, freeze. And like, oh, where's the money? I don't know. Bang. Oh, if they don't get to kill you, you just die right there.
What happened? What happened? What happened? Black Lives Matter. That's what happened. He gone.
Mm-hmm.
The money, the man, the money stays. Y'all never find that, bro. Unless you're going to come behind me, kill yourself and chase me.
I'll send a group text out at 60 seconds and throw the phone in the water.
Yep.
There you go.
Nah, that's what you do. You get a note. You get one of them Note 7s, let one of them explode.
Yeah,
one of them Note 7s, send a text message on that hole. They definitely won't get that phone in.
Right.
So.
Shoot, man. That being said, man, y'all let everybody know, on the show, instead of saying follow you, we call it stalking, because stalkers, they tend to follow you everywhere you go. So we call it stalking. How can people stalk y'all? What links and all that good stuff?
Man, stalk me on Instagram at HopeLife. .nt, Hope Life spell HAWKLYFE .nt at Instagram.com. Trying to holler at Hope Life, hit us up on there. We there all day 24/7, 365, 366, 364, however you want to call it. You can even catch us on 504 Kilo page. You know? We all on there. Wild enough. Yeah, man.
Yeah, we 504 Kilo. I'm 504 Kilo on Instagram. You can do King Kilo Reed on Facebook. 504 Kilo on Twitter. What is it? Kilo 504 on Twitter. Either one. You can switch around, find me. And you can stalk me on there. You know, everything on my page, positive. I got a couple of videos on my Facebook page where I'm doing some positive talking. You know, it's called Project Talk. Y'all check it out. You know what I'm saying? It's about topics, about life and things that people go through, but they really don't want to talk about it. So, you know, we got that popping off and everything like that. We got the Back the Rumors album coming. We're going Back the Rumors with it. You know what I'm saying? Foolish on that thing. I got a lot of artists. We got the memorial concert this Saturday for my son. Jubilee called me. Ronald called me. Cheeky Black called me, Lady Red called me. There's a lot of people that call me, you know what I'm saying? And they're coming out and support that this Saturday at the live club on Tulane. Hog Life Entertainment, the BOF boys going to be in the building. It's going to be a movie now. So y'all just follow us. We got the new club, grand opening 28. Man, you got to come down to Houston for that, bro. We got the new club, the Halloween kickoff. I'm going as Darth Vader, me, dog. I got my little sword. Well, I'm dressing out this year, you feel me? Ultra Lounge, the new spot. Y'all going to love it. We put some change in there. We got food. We got a full kitchen, hookahs. We got, oh, man, it's going to be, y'all going to love it. It's going to be like them Blue Door days again. So y'all come out and support. Rest in peace to my son, Kendrick, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot that's going on, you know what I'm saying? So y'all just follow, keep the updates. We got a lot of stuff popping off this year and next year.
Shoot, now I know. Now I got someone to go. When I come to Houston, I got a personal invite,
man.
I will be in the building.
Yeah, come on, man. The 28 is going down, bro. You know, we're gonna trick with the tricks, and we're gonna treat with the treats. You know what I'm saying? Put them together, we got some tricks and treats.
Yeah, I see some of them on treats. I mean, shout out to that one chick, the glasses that was on Saturday. Damn chest gear,
right?
Jump the damn shirt.
You talking about left cheek, right cheek with the red shoes on?
Yeah,
left cheek,
I'm
right cheek.
I'm glad.
That's what I was
talking about. Her chest getting ready. Jump with that damn shirt. I was like, damn.
Yeah. But it's all gravy, baby. We're going to keep it rolling, keep it pushing.
Well, man, I appreciate having you both on here, man. Cutting up with y'all, learning some new stuff, and heck, man, having some new people to, you know, just make some magic happen, man. So definitely a blessing having y'all.
Man, thank you, man. We appreciate being there, man. We're taking the time. And the fool to be ducking in and out because he's probably in the studio getting it together. But we appreciate you, man, the opportunity, man.
Oh, yeah. Hog Life ENT, we in the building. BOF gang, bang, birds of a feather. We rock together, dude. You already know, butter over bullshit.
Yeah. Loyalty over money, man. That's how we move.
Yeah.
So that being said, I got a few minutes left. We want to let everybody know if y'all missed the show, y'all can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. That's CEDDY of the J. Look for today's episode, Life of the Dust Live, Artist Kilo and Foolish. You can't miss that shit. It's going to be right in your face. It's also on iTunes for free to listen to. It's on the TuneIn Radio app and the Stitcher Radio app. So you got too many ways to listen to it. Like, we got you. That being
all
said,
the way, man.
Yeah, we all over, man. Over 5 million downloads of the shows. So we're doing a little something. Oh,
5 million, man. That's a dollar. If you had a dollar download, man, you got to pay.
I'm telling you. You're smart. You take them numbers. Because everybody's like, I don't want that white people money. It's all right. I'll tell y'all what that white people money you want to. I'm taking those numbers. And shout out to, that's why you get the ad revenue coming through. Everybody out there, don't worry about it. be smart about your stuff, man. Like you said, the business. And that's why, like you said, like, I'm going to leave with this last name. Back to what something you said. Everyone's always trying to get me, man, you should go to FM radio, you should go to FM. Nope, I like having control of my shit. I don't want, you know, once I'm on their dollar and whatnot, they get to control me, and they basically own my brand, own me, and I don't want to do that. I want to be able to control that. And still, man, I still take some of their money, but do it on my terms.
Nah. Yeah, you're right, bro. You got to have your control, bro. God. You don't want to get it up.
Hell nah. Like, that's the best. That's why I'm stress-free, because of that. Shoot, that being said, people, we about to roll on out. I know how we end every show. Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune in to the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy, Setty J. Oh, I cannot end the show without giving y'all our weekly public service announcement. That is, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, y'all, we are rolling on now. And peace.